And Karna Digital Marketing is a proud sponsor of the Touchdown City Show. For websites and your digital marketing needs, visit digitalmarketingwv.com.
All right, we have tight end Cole Taylor. Questions for Cole?
Cole, just an assessment offensively. What did you guys do well? What didn't you do well Saturday night?
Yeah, I think we did a lot of things well. Up front, we did really good. I think we did a good job containing their end rushers. You know, obviously, 44 and 20 are really good players. We did a really good job containing them. And then overall, you know, we played with good effort. I mean, it's never fun to lose, but, you know, we can kind of learn and build off of, you know, what we did Saturday night. As far as what we need to work on, I think it's just little things. You know, making a block here or there, eliminating missed assignments. You know, I think it's individually, you got to look yourself in the mirror. You know, you got to look at what you did wrong and kind of improve from there.
So with that said, your game, what individually would you do?
I had a couple, you know, just little things. Just, you know, on the edge, missed a couple blocks. Had a couple routes that I should have maybe, you know, broke here or there. But, you know, it's just effort. I mean, I think I had good effort. And that was one of the biggest things, you know, coming in, you got to play with effort against a team like that. You know, they're going to swarm to the ball. But individually, I think, you know, there's a lot to build off. And, you know, going in next week, I think should improve every week.
Do you feel, as much has been made about West Virginia this year is going to use the tight ends, mm-hmm. the pass catcher a lot more than before you were open, and that's what Neil told you to get you here. Do you feel like you were utilized? Like, do you like how you were utilized?
Yeah.
Is that still a...
Yeah, I mean, as a tight end, you can't just be a pass catcher, you know. Still got to do the nitty-gritty and block and everything. But, you know, I think I had a lot of opportunities to get the ball. And there were a couple plays that were called specifically for me. And that's been a good thing. And, you know, we got a lot moving forward. So I think he's done a good job, you know, holding up his promise. And like I've always said, it's on me. You know, if I get open, they're going to throw me the ball. If I get open, they're going to call plays for me. So it's really on me to do my job.
How did that... road atmosphere compared to some of the SEC ones you were?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a really cool atmosphere, you know, 110,000. That's the most I've ever played in front of. But I think we did a really good job. You know, we had one pre-snap penalty that was an alignment issue. We had no false starts or anything like that. So I think we did a really good job, you know, handling the crowd. And we did a great job preparing. We were in the indoor all week, you know, with a bunch of noise. So we did a really good job preparing.
How would you evaluate their personnel compared to some of the good teams you play in the SEC?
I mean, that's going to be one of the best teams we play. You know, they got a first rounder on the edge. They got a first rounder at corner. They got really good linebackers. They got good safeties, good interior guys. It's going to be one of the best defenses we play. You know, we're going to see that week in and week out, though. I mean, you know, Big 12's got a lot of good defenses, and we got to just be prepared for everything.
How are they coverage-wise? Were they up on you pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, they were good. You know, I don't think we were as good as we wanted to be in the past game. But, no, they did a good job. You got to give all credit to them. You know, they played a good game. We didn't play a perfect game. And, you know, to beat a team like that, you got to play close to a perfect game.
Well, you're as SEC. You're from there. You mm-hmm. played there. Penn State, that type of team, quality, and do you notice anything in their game that differs from the SEC?
No, I mean, you know, I think – all those guys, I'm sure, on their defense had opportunities to go to the SEC. They could be playing there right now. You know, they were a great player. They're great players. They had a great team. They had a great defense. They were fast. You know, they swarmed to the ball, played with high effort. They're just a really good team.
Well, besides just to win, what do you guys need to do this week? What would be your goals?
I think we just need to trend in the right direction. You know, I think we need to go upwards. I think we need to build off what we learned last week. I think we got to be better this week. We got to come back, be mentally locked in. You know, this team is a good team. You know, we can't look past anyone that we play. They're, you know, from an hour and a half away. They're gonna be playing in a big stadium with a lot of people, and they're gonna be playing fiery. So we just got to be ready.
Well, how excited are you for your first home game here?
Really excited. No, yeah. We you know, with the fan day and spring game, you know, I've gotten a little taste of it, but I'm super excited to play in front of everyone. I just know, you know, how much this means to everyone in the state of West Virginia, and I know how passionate these fans are, and it's awesome.
How does playing a team like Penn State first different than if you played Duquesne first, like, you know, a lot of teams do?
Yeah, no, it's different. There's pros and cons to both. I mean, the pros to playing, you know, a non-Power 5 team first is that you kind of, you know, get to settle in, you get to kind of warm up, you get to see what you need to do moving from week one to week two. You know, there's a lot of pros to playing big time football week one. You know, you can go out and prove yourself. You know, you kind of, we came out and we wanted, you know, big time football week one. So I think we were well prepared, but there's pros and cons to both.
I guess the con is not getting a lot of guys in the game because you're focused on the top guys playing, mm-hmm. right? That would be the big con.
Yeah, I mean, but those are the guys that you're going to have to play all year. You know, those are the guys that you're going to have to play week 11. So, you know, that's a con, but a pro, you know, to this week is that, you know, those younger guys are going to get to prepare and they're going to play hopefully a good bit.
Are you different, better, or whatever since you got here in January?
Coach Brown's been on me about my pad level a lot, and I've never had a coach on me, you know, more than he is. And some days, you know, I get a little frustrated with it, but I need it. It's good. Mm-hmm. He's always on me about that, and I think that's been a really good thing for me. You know, in the run game, I've had my pad level a little more down. I think I've gotten just more overall a better player, you know, both in the pass and the run game.
Bigger, stronger.
I've gotten a lot bigger and stronger. Yeah, Coach Mike in the weight room has definitely done a great job. You know, testament to him and his staff. They do a really good job individualizing the workouts and making sure that each one of us gets the needs that we need.
To the end of the complete tight end, how would you evaluate yourself just on the blocking side and everything except for pass catching?
Yeah, I think I've done a good job within the run game. I think that, you know, there's a couple more things that, I mean, obviously you always need to work on something, but, you know, I wish I was in the run game a little more and I should be involved in it coming up this next week and everything. But, you know, I think we did a really good job. We were in 12 personnel a lot, so we utilized both tight ends, so it was really good.
Your coaches talk about learning from losses, mm-hmm. and I guess you do.
Yep.
But can you put together what you do learn from losses other than just the technical aspect of it?
Yeah. No, I mean, you learn kind of what team you have. You learn whether you're going to have guys that are going to split off from each other and, you know, not really care for the team, or if you're going to come together, be a cohesive team and really move forward together. And I think that's the biggest thing that we've learned from yesterday and today is that we are going to be a cohesive team. We're going to come together. We're going to learn from it. We're going to watch it. And we're just going to move forward and kind of go on to next week.
You've been so locked in to play Penn State because it's such a challenge. How do you not let that slip, you know, playing a team like Duquesne this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is to understand that Penn State's over. You know, we can't get that back. It's going to be, you know, on our record forever. But, you know, that's not the team we're playing this week. I think the biggest thing is looking forward. It's a new opportunity this week, and that's all we can do.
I asked Mike, mood of the team. Encouraged after the way you played, disappointed. How would you characterize it?
It's never fun to lose. I hate losing just as much as anyone else does. But you just look at what you can build off of. You know, you learn. You look at the mistakes you made, you correct those, and then you look at the good things and you build off of those.
What can you build off of?
I just think overall we could build off of, you know, everything, pass, run game. I think we did really good stuff, and I think we watched that film, those positive plays and explosive plays that we had. You know, we build off of those and just keep trying to work towards those.
Well, you said you'd like to be used more in the running game. I guess that was just a personnel thing, right? But as a tight end that wants to become all around, is that – I you understand why, but motivation for that, what do you do to understand that and then change that?
Yeah, I never liked being, like, just called a pass-catching tight end or, you know, just a run-blocking tight end. I think as a tight end, you know, you have to do everything, and you got to be able to do everything, especially if you're going to want to play at the next level and be a productive tight end for your team that you're at. Such is the biggest thing for me. You know, if I wanted to be, you know, pass catcher, I should just be a receiver. If I wanted to be a block, I'd just be a lineman, you know. So that's kind of just where I'm at with the tight end thing.
And then you said something interesting, too. If you're open, they'll get to the ball, you'll make plays. But one thing you get open, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of new to the offense, the quarterback's new, you guys are still getting to know each other. This might be a totally different situation in 5 or 6 weeks, but is there an art or something to getting the quarterback to look for you
right there where you are in the middle of the field. It's come a time, it's a consistency. You're waving your hand in the middle of the field, and you pull it off.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just quarterback's got a lot going on. It's a lot for him, and I think actually Garrett did a really good job this week. You know, there's a couple things that we missed. There's a couple things I missed. There's a couple things that the O-line missed. You know, you can never put a loss on one single person, but I think the biggest thing is just reps. You know, we've been repping it since I got here in January, you know, throwing the ball, routes on air and everything. But, you know, it'll come. It's not something that you got to worry about. It's just something that's going to come naturally.
Cole, you're a long ways from home. So did you get home any this summer? Do your parents come to any games?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. Both my parents came to this last game in Penn State. My mom's actually staying with me this whole week in my apartment and everything. She's staying this whole week. She'll be at the Duquesne game. But, no, they're really good. Both my parents support me a ton. You know, they show up to pretty much every game, and they try to be at everything.
It's sort of unique or old school to go back with your mom? Are you living with your mom again? Or?
No, she's just staying with me this week. No, but it's really good. Yeah, no, she's going to cook some meals for me and everything this week, so that should be nice, some home-cooked meals. But, no, it's great. The support from them is awesome. I couldn't ask for any better parents.
What meal does she cook that you really want that you've missed?
My favorite is probably biscuits and gravy. That's my number one.
How excited are they for Saturday?
They're really excited. Definitely, yeah. They, you know, they love being at home games. Home games are the best. You know, it's just kind of in their atmosphere with friends that they know. And, you know, home openers are always special.
So, always wondered, obviously a transfer, you know, you had a chance to watch your old team last night. Do you want to watch them? Do you care? Do you just completely tune it off?
I'm definitely going to support for the guy. Have support for the guys that I played with last year, and I got a lot of respect for them and what they do. You know, I hope the best for them in the season.
Okay, anything else to go? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
How y'all doing?
We have wide receiver Devin Carter. Questions for Devin?
So Devin, sort of the lead question I've asked everybody. Just give me an assessment on both what the offense did Saturday and how you did Saturday.
I feel like the offense did rather well in my view. I would say that, like, it was just a couple plays that we needed to make, and when it was crunch time, we didn't make them. So the game ended up going, you know, the way it went instead of the way we wanted it to.
And you personally, what did you think?
I feel like I did pretty good myself, but there's definitely more out there. I feel like I have more left in me.
Like what? You could add a couple of more pieces that you didn't do. What would you like to have done?
I like to establish myself in the blocking game a little bit more and probably make some more plays downfield.
Is that an area you guys got to get better at as a group, wide receiver blocking?
Yes, I would say so, but I always think the first game goes a little slow for me. Like, it's kind of, you kind of have to feel it out.
Felt like you got open, and did you feel like Garrett was able to locate you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did, honestly. We did good as an offense. Like I said, just little things that we got to clean up.
How were the corners? Were they up on you? Were they?
They gave us multiple looks. Yeah.
What's it like for you playing with a dual threat or mobile quarterback opposed to maybe some other quarterbacks you dealt with, because you haven't always had that in terms of, you know, a play could be drawn up for you and you could just decide to keep it and you're standing out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly good to have a mobile quarterback. You know, he gets in trouble, he can find a way to get positive yards, create first downs. It's kind of like having another running back on the field that can throw the ball.
Do you have to do anything like impromptu sometime to like be like, okay, all of a sudden I got to be a blocker here that I wasn't
expecting? Yeah, sometimes.
Devin, a lot of times on the quarterback scrambling out, especially on the flip side with Drew Allard, the receivers seem to like cross and come in. Is that something you guys need to kind of get better at when Garrett's scrambling to try and come back towards the ball to give him a better chance to throw down the field?
Yeah, probably.
How do you guys work on that?
Just practice, just reps. It just comes with repetition.
They do anything that you didn't expect Saturday, or was it pretty much what you thought they were going to do?
I would say it was pretty much what we thought they were going to do for the most part.
What maybe were there any things that caught you off guard at all?
Not really. From like from my game plan, my studying. Not really.
Then when you're on an offense that is in need of a big play, you know you're moving the ball a little bit, but you know how hard it is to go all the way down the field without something bad happening. What goes through your mind as an individual player? You know, how can you convince yourself you got to make that big play?
I really just feel like it's that feeling comes when the ball's in the air. You know, like you get the play call from the sideline, and then it's like, okay, it could go to me or multiple other guys. So, I mean, when the ball's in the air, we just gotta make the plays.
Where does this offense go from here? Now you've got a game under your belt against the number 7 team in the country. In your opinion, what needs to happen from here on out?
Well, they say you make the biggest jumps from first to second week. So I feel like we're going to make a big jump this week. I think we're not satisfied, but we feel like we can get things going.
In what ways? What things?
Just the offense as a whole. We can just come together and be solid, you know, for the whole entire game. We weren't sloppy a lot, so.
Okay. Yeah, but you say you get that feeling when the ball is in the air.
Yeah.
When you got open this last week, it looked like the ball stayed in the air forever. What's going through your mind as you're waiting for it?
Just catch it. Just make sure I catch it.
What was it like for you to play there, given that, you know, you were almost going to be on that team?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. It was a good experience, honestly. I mean, I got to play in it in the stadium regardless, but I prefer our stadium over theirs.
How excited are you for your first home game here?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Are there some things, when you talk about big jump offensively, are there some things that can maybe you can take advantage of in the passing game? What are you talking about when you talk about making jumps?
I'm just talking about cleaning things up and just, yeah.
Just clean it up,
whatever we had wrong going in that game, then, you know, just clean up the little things.
I got you.
Devin, you guys would like to have the more explosive plays. How do you generate those?
Just making the play in the game. It's kind of like you just got to do it.
Devin, what can you as an individual do to help keep the team together at a time, you know, you come out of the first game and have a loss? What do you do?
Just be a positive leader and try to motivate the guys, you know. First game, it doesn't determine the season, so you just got to keep reminding yourself and other players that. Take day by day, keep stacking, and that's that.
You've experienced it kind of both ways and been around a long time. Kind of what Cody's been asking others. What are your thoughts on starting off the season, big game against a major opponent versus an FCS, having that two, or would you rather the FCS be week one?
Nah, I kind of liked opening it up against a big opponent. You see where you're at, and it's good competition, you know. So you get a good gauge on where you feel like your team is at.
How then, that's the other thing you've asked everybody, how then do you, because you're so locked in for Penn State all camp, how do you not get lazy, but not lose focus this week knowing it's a lower division?
Oh, we treat every team the same. That's what you got to do.
You watched any of Duquesne yet? What do you think of them?
We know that they're not a bad team, mm-hmm. So we can't take them lightly. We got to put our foot on the gas and just go.
Very much.
Mike Lockhart. Questions for Mike? Right.
So, Mike, just give me an assessment. Defense overall from Saturday night. What'd you think of the team performance and then your individual performance?
I think team performance we did pretty good, you know, taking a couple punches, landing a couple. You know, you miss a couple when it's a dog fight like that. Definitely got to clean up on a couple of stuff, you know, attention to details and making tackles. But I think overall we did pretty good and just got to execute all the stuff and moving forward on the season.
Yeah. And yourself?
Yes, sir. I think I did pretty good. I checked my grade. I graded out at 95%. So I think I did pretty good. Definitely some technique stuff I can fix. And wish I could have a couple more plays out there. But, you know, the most thing you can do is execute and give effort. You know, you can teach effort. You can't teach effort and, like, aggressive. But everything else we can clean up.
Cody,
What are the things you need to clean up?
Just technique, you know, talking to each other on the field, miscommunication. I know it's a hostile environment to play in like that, so definitely got to make sure everybody's on point with positions, injuries, anything. Yeah, it was definitely a loud environment. I've seen a couple crowds like that throughout my career, but definitely used to it by now. But definitely one of the top atmospheres I played in my college career.
What do you guys got to do to just sort of turn the page now, put that behind you?
Review film today, put it behind us, and now we're on to Duquesne, just making sure we talking to each other, you know, extra film time, extra practice reps, everything, staying out there, talking to each other, making sure we're all on the same page as a defense and as offense.
What did you learn about your team after playing Penn State?
I learned that if we come together, we can really beat anybody that's in front of us. You know, just like I have one of my teammates back, they got my back. And I know if I go 100%, the man next to me is going to go 100%. And that'd be good for the overall team to pull out a win.
Mike, your experience at West Virginia, I mean, you've been here a little over a year now, second season. So was it what you thought it would be when you transferred in, and what's the experience been like for you?
It's been a great experience for me. Definitely helped me be a better football player, but also held me more accountable than when I was in my last program. I feel like I really have to work hard and actually grind for everything I earn here. And definitely staying out there doing extra with Coach Mike, extra conditioning to get back in shape so I can play more plays. And my teammates holding me accountable and to a standard they know I can play it with my potential.
Did you notice that? You know, the work you put in, you know, I'm in better shape, you feel
better? Yeah, definitely, especially when I had my two tackles this weekend. They're both effort plays, just running to the ball.
I was going to ask, you chase one down with 15 yards down the field.
Right? Yeah, that's a major sprint with Coach Mike at the practice.
Was Penn State the number 7 team in the country, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it was number 17. It was a great team. With that type of team, you can make little to no mistakes. Got to make sure you're on everything. You basically almost have to play a perfect game. And when you do have opportunities to capitalize, you have to capitalize. That's just with any team.
How's it different opening the season with a game like that, other than, you know, playing an FCS school or lower competition?
It's definitely a test of will to see. I feel like a game like this can determine, you know, your character. What happens after this game? You know, do you sink the ship or do you keep building? And do you rise from it?
Their left tackle was talked about being a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. Did you go up against him at all? What was your thoughts of him?
Yeah, I went against him a couple of times. He's a great tackle, great feet, great hands. You know, we definitely try to get him in the run game and in the pass game. We had two sacks, so we had a couple plays, but he's definitely a top tackle, in my opinion. He definitely worked hard.
Did that kind of validate for you, though, that going up against him, hey, this is, we're doing the right things, I'm on the right track?
Yeah, definitely going against him. And also, even Zach Frazier giving me a good look every day. You know, he's a top center in the country, so going to get some definitely helped me prepare for a game like this.
How do you – it seems like it would be human nature to now maybe look past Duquesne, or since you just played Penn State, not take him seriously. How do you fight that and stay locked in this week?
Like I said, go back to attention to details, technique. You can't look past nobody, because any given day, a team like Duquesne can come in here and beat us and upset us, and then we fall into the slump or sink and ship. So we got to make sure everything, our P's and Q's.
What was the mood of the team Sunday and today?
I think it was a good mood. I think the team, though, we played good overall. Definitely some critical errors, but I feel like overall we played great as a team. Definitely stuff we got to clean up, but as long as, like, coach know, you know, we're giving effort, throwing everything you got. You know, sometimes you might not land a punch here and there, but if you can, coaches can coach effort, technique, and they can clean all that up.
So it wasn't disappointment, it's encouragement that, hey, we can build off of what we did. Is that what
definitely
the general mood you think?
Yeah, definitely encouragement, knowing that we can go out there and fight against anybody. If even they're the number 17 or the last team in the world, like, we can compete against anybody.
Okay. How many spots up front can you play, Mike? Which ones are you comfortable with?
I can play any spot up front, all three. I'm more comfortable with either. Depending on if it's pass or run. If it's run, knows. If it's pass, probably 4-hour. Yeah. Coach Jackson likes to mix me and Eddie V and a couple of us so we can show that we're versatile and play different positions.
Is that different from last year?
No, sir. I played a couple positions last year, too.
Like, what changes did you make this offseason to get yourself? Seems like a better spot than where you were.
Yeah, last year coming into the season, kind of was in the portal, kind of like just sitting around doing my own workouts. And not saying I wasn't working out as hard, but, you know, it's harder to work out by yourself versus, you know, when the coaches, they're helping you, pushing you to your limits that you can push through. I feel like this offseason I really took accountability of this spring ball with my conditioning and this summer of trying to really, like, be able to play 4, 5, 6 plays in a row. You know, being able to run to the ball, you know, tackle the play and get back up, do it again. I think a lot of coaches like when D linemen can have a motor, especially running all the way across the field to the ball. I think that's just like, you know, all right, we got a guy that can run to the ball, you know. We can teach everything else. Yes, sir. Yeah, I didn't play till my senior year.
I don't know, like guys who start late, I mean, there's supposed to be disadvantages because you haven't played as long, but I don't know, we'll develop that habit sometimes. And mm-hmm. You're learning and growing still in the game and getting better. What's that been like for you just picking it up so late and then within a year out of the college?
I wish I would have played earlier in high school. I wish somebody would have came in there and told me I should have been a football player. But, you know, God has a plan for everything, so I started playing late, you know, kind of took that freshman year, the red shirt, and kind of learned the game, get bigger in the weight room. Went from 260 to like 290. Then end up the next year, you know, getting a couple starts in the season and going to get some of the best teams in the conference and in the country. So transition from basketball to football definitely helped, especially with my footwork and my lateral quickness.
Nobody was begging you to play football back in high school?
It was a couple people begging me, but by my senior year, I ain't had no basketball, so I like, might as well try football. You know, end up blessed to get a couple offers from different schools in Power 5.
Had a couple of those years at Georgia Tech, then you transferred. What was that recruiting process like the second time you went through it?
Well, previously Coach Jackson had, when I was in high school, he recruited me when he was in Mississippi State, so we already had a relationship. But when he told me to come up here for a visit, I came up here for a visit, and then seeing the campus, seeing the people, talked to Dante Stills, kind of just sold me on the idea to come here. We could be a great D-line, which we can be a great D-line, you know. And then I like the schemes that they had me in, you know, kind of not more of a robot scheme, more of you can play freely, but make sure you're doing your job. So I kind of like our scheme up here, too.
How many snaps you get against Penn State?
I think like 45.
Yeah, 45? Yeah. Was that what you expected to get going in? Or
yeah, that's what I expected to get going in, around 40, around 35 to 45 snaps, you know.
Coaches say that you learn from losses. I got a hunch that's a class you'd rather skip, I imagine. What do you learn from losses? I mean, what does it prove to you or teach you?
I feel like learning from losses builds teams and character. It's like we're down right now, but what can we do to get back where we want to be? You know, can I know after this loss we still going to be going 100% in practice? You know, still executing it like it's, we're going against a top team, even though we're not playing top team? And that's what it comes down to. Knowing that we still in it with each other and got each other back.
Is it possible that, I mean, like you're playing a lower division team now this week, that you would learn more from the loss than you'll learn from what goes on this week?
Yeah, definitely playing a team like this. We can try to get out there early, you know, try to, like, get a quick blowout or something real quick. Not saying we are, but that's what we're going to try to do. So we can get some of our young guys in there and then get some experience. And we can kind of coach them up so they can learn the ropes around, especially being in college.
Okay, anything else for Mike? All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.